Hello.
Hi. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, this is Chaya with Family First Care. Is this Kenya?
Yes, hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? I'm calling in regards to Michael.
Yes.
Yes, I'm calling to follow up with you in regards to the home care services. I know that Allison was in touch with you. She's no longer with our company anymore, so I'm going to be taking her over, and I wanted to just introduce myself first things first and see if you have any questions.
Okay. Well, I don't have any questions right now. We just had the meeting with Maximus, in
Today?
order to, no, we had it on, was that Friday? I believe it
Okay.
was Friday. I believe it was either Friday or Thursday, one of those days. But we have to wait for, the next step with Maximus for them to come out to see how many hours he get.
Okay, let me, can I back up a bit just to explain, give you a little bit of a background what's going on? Because I
Sure.
understand where you are. You had the first assessment, right? You only had one so far, Maximus on Friday.
Yes, I believe so, yes.
So, okay, so that assessment is the Maximus with the broker. That's the one you called the 877 number, am I correct?
I believe so.
Yeah. You didn't, this is the first time you're going through this, the first step you did, right?
I'm sorry, this is the first time what?
That's the first step that you did, right? You just had your one appointment. You didn't have like two appointments and do your financial work yet, right? Just to confirm.
Well, what we did, what Allison told us to do was to go through the My Compass website to apply for one of the segments that they have on there. We did that, and then on the back of there, it told us to call Maximus. We called Maximus, and then Maximus
Okay,
came out. A
okay.
guy came with the computer.
So, yeah, I'm happy that I'm calling you now.
Yeah.
Get things straight and settled. Okay. First things first is amazing. You're on the right path. You had the first assessment already. Did they tell you that she'll be approved, like when she left? Did they say anything or they didn't even say anything to you?
He didn't even say it'd be approved or denied or anything. He said it could take 89 to 90 days.
Yes, perfect. So this process could take 30 be th between 30 to 90 days, depending on how fast we move. We do want to get this done before 90 days. Let's try for 30 days.
Right.
So, okay. So you had the first assessment. That's great. When they came down to your home, did they give you a paper to fill out by your doctor, the patient's doctor?
Yes.
So instead of going down to your doctor and having that filled out, I can have a telehealth set up where one of our doctors will call you. They can even speak to you, get the information. They'll schedule a time to do the call. And then they just do that with you over the phone, and it takes much faster. And they
Well,
send it
he
to us,
has
and I
doctor's
assess it with
appointments
him.
tomorrow. So which doctor should this be, his primary
Okay.
doctor?
So if he wants to take it to his primary doctor, that's he definitely can. I personally encourage the telehealth just because then we send it to the county and we take care of it and it's really off your head. You don't have to worry about the
Okay.
doctor not sending
Yes.
it to the county. But it's up to you.
No, yeah, let's do that, 'cause he has a
Okay.
doctor's appointment tomorrow at
Okay.
11 and then another one at 3.
Great. So I am setting you up for the telehealth right now. As we
Okay.
speak, they're gonna call your phone, just it's gonna come from a New York area code, so please try to answer, okay?
Okay, what date and time would this be?
When are they gonna call you? I can't tell you. They're gonna call this number that we're on now, and then
Okay.
they're when they call you, they're gonna call to, they're gonna discuss scheduling a time that works
Okay.
to actually do the phone call,
Okay.
and then they'll send it to me and I'll send it to the county. Okay.
Okay, and my next
That
question
was
is,
done. Yes.
I am off minutes with you guys with far as my employment, correct? I did my PPD, I did everything.
Yep, you
Okay,
are.
and you guys don't backdate from the time I actually became an employee to the time he's
Not
approved.
from when you, from when the authorization comes in. We don't backdate from when you were care, when you were active. We backdate if we had the authorization and you weren't a care, whatever. Not this way, no. Unfortunately not.
Okay, and at what stage do you guys get the authorization? Our next appointment with Maximus? Like
So
the
that's
30
what I'm
days?
trying to explain to you. It's a 30 to 90
Okay.
day process. There's a bunch of steps. First, you do the first appointment, which is great. Now you're up to the second part, which I'm going to tell you right now. It's the AAA PCA assessment. Now, the county's going to tell you about it, but it's take them like 2 weeks to tell you. So I'll just tell you about it now. To get a head start, I'm going to give you a number to call, same way you booked the first one, book this appointment. It's another physical appointment where they come down to your home.
Yeah, I think is that for Maximus or is that for you guys?
What did you say?
Is that for Maximus or is that for you guys?
It's for the county. It's not Maximus. It's AAA. area agencies on aging, it's called. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm going to give you the number. Can I text it to this number?
Yes, and this is for them to come and do an assessment on him?
Mm-hmm. It's like a second assessment. It's like another physical one.
Okay.
Can you text me back when you have it scheduled, though, so that I can just follow up with you then instead of calling you and figuring it out when it's scheduled?
Yes.
Amazing. And then once that's done, they'll confirm with you probably if physically he'll be eligible, and then I'll tell you what financials are needed.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to get a head start on your financials, it's pretty much the past 5 years of bank statements, but it's not all awesome, so.
Yeah, that's what we was explaining to Maximus, the guy that came. He don't have bank accounts. He haven't had one for about 10 years or more.
Okay, so then you'll get a closure letter from the bank that he used to have.
Get a closure letter from where?
The bank that he used to have, saying he no longer has any bank accounts.
From years ago?
Yeah, they're going to make him. They're going to make
If it's more than 5 years?
Yeah. They're going to need some sort of thing. So I would call up and say, can you just give us a letter stating that we don't have an account with you guys anymore?
Okay, I'll just double check to see if he ever
You don't have to work on that yet, because let's first wait for the next assessment.
Yeah, but I'd rather just have all that already situated. So I'll call to see even if he ever even had a bank, or if he had Chime or Cash App or something. Does that count as well, or is it only institutions?
Yeah, if it isn't a bank, how did he get money? Did he get Social Security number? Where did he get deposited? Did he have a card for that? That whatever you know, income or financial documents he had, they're gonna need. Because that's just what they do.
Mhm. Okay.
So I'm texting you the number to call now. Text me back when you have it, the appointment, and we'll touch base then, okay?
And if you know, if you do know, could you answer this for me? Will we have to do the same thing for Maximus with this?
What do you mean?
Like getting any other information?
Would you have to do it for Maximus? I'm confused.
I don't know. This is my first time going through this. That's why I'm asking you. Do you know any other steps that would need to be taken, or you only know what your company requires?
So my company works with the county, so we require through the county step by step that's needed. So the first step was making that first appointment, which you did, completed. Now you're making the second one, which is almost completed. That form, I'm going to have the doctor reach out to you on, and then we're going to discuss financials. Once your financials are reviewed by the county and you're approved, then you're going to get an insurance, and then I'll work with your insurance, with your service coordinator. It sounds overwhelming. It's really not. I'll help you step by step. That's why I don't like – I explain the process, but sometimes it just overwhelms the patients because it seems like a lot, but it's really I'm here step by step.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure. My pleasure.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.